When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. It's me. Hello. So, yes, I just thought I'd come and just do a little video for you because it'd be nice to speak to you and have a personal message from me. I'm really sad. I'm really emotional. I just said to Steve, just gone out to get some DIY stuff, and I was like, oh, I feel like I might cry. And he was like, oh, well, do that. And I was like, no one's died, have they? But I definitely feel really emotional about doing this and making this decision. Even though I know it's completely the right one, I just feel like I'm, you know, not delivering what I said I would to you, and I really appreciate all the support that you give me. I am struggling. Some days are better than others, but yeah, I'm just definitely struggling with sleep and just everything that goes with raising a baby, basically. I'm still breastfeeding him, but we're also weaning him at the moment, so he still sometimes wakes up in the night. Oh, sorry. So I'm not getting a lot of sleep, which is why I'm kind of emotional as well. Sometimes he naps for 2 hours, sometimes he naps for 30 minutes. So if I've got stuff to do, I don't know when I'm going to do it or how long I've got, if I've got to do it. Other people can look after him, but of course, because I'm still breastfeeding him, I can express milk, but that takes time as well. Or I can breastfeed him myself, and that obviously takes time. And so I know a lot of people will just take a whole year off when they've had a baby. So I decided not to do that, stupidly. And because our dear friend John passed away just before he was born, I actually didn't actually stop working. It was a lot easier to work when Finny was younger because he slept a lot more, and yeah, he just slept a whole lot more, especially in the day. But now he's getting mobile. He's really cute. He's a really amazing little chap. He just needs like constant attention, obviously, and I'd like to give him that. So yeah, I don't want to be farming him out at this early age to nursery. I want to be with him, and I've tried to continue the output of the channel as normal, so as not to disappoint people or leave anybody lacking. So I really appreciate all your support that you've given me, but I really need to take a break because I know that I've got other people to do things, but that also takes loads of organisation. I'm constantly thinking, oh, who's going to do that when? Oh, I need to send that to Marco. I need to get that edited. I need to put it on YouTube. I need to tell Ben what to do with the website. And, you know, even if you have people working for you and covering you, you still got to be on the ball and manage it, basically. So I've decided to take a 3-month break from making new videos for the channel. So I'm not going to be putting out any content for the whole of August, September, and October. There might be the odd video here and there, like we did the Neen Valley races. It was a really great day. Saw John there, saw Guy there, saw Rob there as well. It was really great to see those guys at the Neen Valley races. So that film will probably come out at some point over the next couple of months. So it'll be like the odd film, but there won't be any live broadcasts and there won't be a regular Monday film out, there will be a competition. So I think I can cope with keeping in touch one day a month by doing the competition. And also I've planned that until December, so that it, you know, it'll just take like a day or so to organise that and make sure that runs okay every month. So I think I can cope with that, and I would like to just keep in touch. And also a lot of people support me at the $5 or £5 level, and that is one of the main perks, so I would like to keep that going. So by November, we think Vinny might be in nursery just for like a day or two half days or something like that. And he'll be much more weaned by then as well. And he'll he'll just be able to be left a little bit more. So I might come back in November, but I'm not going to come back 100% straight away. So I think I might operate like at like 50%. I'm planning to just do maybe one thing per week, because at the moment I was doing two films a week and a competition every month. So I think what I really need to do is just do one film per week. So whether that's the Monday film or a live broadcast or the competition, that will just be one film a week. And I just feel happy that that's loads more manageable. It's really hard to juggle being self-employed with having a baby. To be honest, I wish I just kind of closed the channel down for a whole year so that I didn't have to keep feeling guilty about this. Because every time I do work, I get stressed, and because I don't know how much time I've got, and I don't know, you know, how long it's going to... I can't just like sit and relax and do the work anymore. I'm constantly like, he's asleep in the next room and Steve's out. So like if he cries, I'm going to have to go and sort it out in the middle of this. But every time I try and do work on a day, I kind of get stressed, and then it sort of transmits to Finny in a way, and he gets like cranky and stressed and he doesn't know what's going on, and I don't want to do that to him. And since I started handing stuff out to other people as well, I've actually realised all the different steps that you take to make script a film, make a film, the knowledge to make the film, everything to order in to make the film, and upload it on YouTube, make a thumbnail, make a description, put a blog post about it, share it on social media. It's actually a hell of a lot of work. I just thought it was like easy, but now I've handed it out to other people and explained each step, I'm like, oh my goodness, I do work really hard. I do a lot of work. So I hope that you guys understand that I just need to have a little bit of time out. The competition will still run, so that's fine. And yeah, I hope that you still stick with me as patrons. If not, I totally understand, like, you don't want to be paying for a service that you're not getting, but I do have a huge archive of content, and who has watched it all? I haven't. So if you could watch the archive, I challenge you to watch everything in the archive before I come back. And I want to say thank you as well for all the amazing support you have given me on Wild Ginger Running so far. It's just a pause, it's not forever. It might be that come November I still need a little bit more time, so might even be January or February. Like, he's going to be one in January, so maybe February is a bit more of a bit more of a realistic goal, but I'll just see how it goes. And you know, I might over the next few months, I'm not going to completely stop. Every Tuesday my mother-in-law comes around, so I'll be doing the odd bit and bob to get me prepared for the next stage. So I can't really stop work for it. Like, it's just not me to stop work completely, but at least it'll be on my terms, it'll be when I feel okay, and it'll be when Finny's okay as well, more importantly. But I don't want to put you off joining. I'm still going to be present in the Facebook group. I still want to hear all about your races and your runs, because I know that COVID restrictions are lifting now, obviously, and so everybody's going to be out and about more. You won't have time to watch my YouTube channel. that goes for the podcast as well, because there won't be any live broadcasts as well. So yes, I'm sorry. I do feel very emotional about this, and it has taken me a good few months to make this decision, to be honest. I was really struggling month four. Really struggling, but I sort of hung on for what reason I do not know, but I just had commitments, you know, like with Bridgedale and things like that. But in the end, I just had to say to a few people, look, I know I've said that we'll do these things, but I just can't at the moment. And you know, you never get this year back, do you, of of being with your little baby. So yeah, I'm just gonna take some time out. I'm just gonna read some of the nice comments. Not very nice of some people to comment. Brad says, good morning. Morning, Brad. I bet you weren't expecting this when you tuned in this morning, were you? A tearful ginger person. We do not look pretty when we cry. Faces go all puffy. I was like, oh, maybe I should do it tomorrow when I've washed my hair. And I thought, no, it'll be much more authentic if I do it like this. Lee's written something really lovely. That's lovely of you, Lee. Thank you. He says, I must look after myself. Don't worry about us. We'll be still here. Oh, thank you. That's really kind of you. Jonathan Russell has put a smiley face as well. That's very nice. And Sarah Gunn McKenney says, sorry to hear about John's passing. Yes, that was really sad as well. Oh, very emotional. And yes, it's important to bond with the baby. Yes, I'm definitely very bonded with the baby. He's lovely. I'll show you a picture of him now. He's just the cutest little thing. This is one of my favourite photos of him. There he is. Isn't he cute? But the thing is, he's getting way more active. He's almost crawling. He was 6 months on Monday. And so he's basically sleeping less in the day, so I get less chance to do any work, unless Steve takes him or his granny takes him, in which case I'm still involved because of breastfeeding, napping, and, you know, some stuff. He just wants his mum. And yeah, it's just... I can't even remember where I was going with that. I can't remember what I was saying. He naps less, and then when he is awake, I can't just sit with him here and type a load of emails anymore, because he wants to do stuff, and he wants to, you know, I need to take him out and see other babies, and I need to see other mums for my sanity. So yes, I'm going to take 3 months off. I think I'll have August totally off, and then I'll sort of think about things just after we've got a family holiday next week with my family. We've got a family holiday in September with Steve's family. So after those, I think I will start getting my brain into gear again, and maybe he'll be going to nursery a bit by then. My training camp's still running. That's the 1st to the 3rd of October, so I will still be going to that for sure. Neen Valley Races, we're about to announce a new date for it. It's going to be the 11th of June 2022, so I will definitely be there, probably with Finny, who'll be like 18 months old by then. So if you want to come and say hi, then that would be brilliant to see you. And what else am I doing? I might pop to the running show if it's on in January. You never know what COVID's doing. But yeah, I'm still running. I'm getting back to running. I'm testing running buggies for Trail Running Magazine, so I'm definitely running. My pelvic floor just managed to sort itself out like on its own amazingly. So not leaking anymore, which is amazing. But yeah, I'm not running super far, just 5K at the moment, and I'm considering whether to do parkrun this weekend. I'm still running, but I'm not getting out and about, you know. I'm not like doing trail races like all you guys are. I remember the time on Trail Running Magazine when I would be away most weekends doing some kind of amazing race. Like I would be going to Mauritius, I went to Sweden, I went to the Lake District, I raced in the Isle of Man. Obviously COVID put paid to all of that for this year, but having a baby and being pregnant is just like a whole nother thing really. So I think I just need to get all the babies out of me and then you know, raise them for a few years and then come back to it. By then I'll probably be a bit old. I'll be a bit too old for it. Just gonna take some time out, and sorry for getting a bit emotional. I just care, you know, like I just care. And you know, if someone's paying for a service, you feel bad not doing it. I'm totally understanding if you want to pause, totally get it. But for some of you that will only be 15 quid, for some of you it'll be 30 quid, for some of you it'll be a lot more. So totally understand. If you can stay with me, then brilliant. Watch the archive and tune in for the competitions. If you can't, then totally understand. Just going to read out some nice comments. Oh, people are being so nice, it's going to make me well up again. So P2 for Life says, take your time, you'll never get this time back with my children and never regret it. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know. I wish I could just give up work. I need to start playing the lottery, don't I? And then Saragon says, babies are sleep deprivation creatures. Yeah, he still sometimes wakes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and then he wakes at 5:30. Yay! So, yeah, the sleep deprivation is really, really hard. And I've had that for like 6 months. But he's pretty much sleeping through now most nights. So it is good. I just need to be strict with going to bed at 9. I just don't get an evening. Me and Steve don't have a lot of time together either. So it'll be nice on this family holiday because my mum and dad are going to take Finny a bit. Mattman says, good for you, Claire. Take time and enjoy it. Oh, Jonathan Russell says, look forward to catching up next year. Alex DeHoto says, heart, look after yourself, mate. Aw, thanks, Alex. And Lindsay says, enjoy your precious time with your little one. It's a precious time together. Oh, yes. And yeah, and seeing as it's such nice weather, you don't need to watch YouTube, do you? You don't need to watch it at all. Just get out there and do some amazing running. And keep telling me about it on social media and on the Patreon Facebook group, which is an exclusive group that you can join if you are a patron. Oh, John Aries here as well. He says, don't worry, it'll get better once they reach 25. Oh my God, I know I've got a lifetime of sleep deprivation ahead of me, haven't I? Good job I used to do some adventure racing. Sleep deprivation was my worst part of that. Cool, okay, so I'm gonna go now, just in case the baby starts crying. Oh, shall I show you him on the baby monitor? Let's just see if this will work. We've got this baby monitor, which is an app on the phone. So he only slept for like half an hour earlier. So he really needs to sleep for like 2 hours now. But there he is, he's flat out. So, oh, he's really cute. I just want to really enjoy my time with him for a few months because I should have just done it right from the start. What an idiot. But I hope you enjoyed that content that I did put out for 6 months. The last broadcast will be, it's a broadcast from my training camp that took place in June. It's going to be Rupert Bonington. He did a live broadcast that I'm going to make public on Wednesday the 28th. And there's going to be a review from Tim on some supernatural fuel on Monday. So those are going to be the last films that go out. I'll do a competition draw, though. I'm not going away yet. I am going to work in August because I'm going to do a competition draw on Tuesday the 3rd after my holiday. So that I'm not actually going away. After saying I'm going away, I'm not going away. Oh, I'm so rubbish at giving up work. Anyway, after the 3rd, I'm going to give up. Okay, right. I'm going to go now. Thank you for your support. And thank you if you keep patroning me. I will make it up to you somehow by doing some super duper good videos and being super happy when we return later in the year. Okay, over and out, peeps. It's been lovely. And I'll see you on Tuesday the 3rd. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.